Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And everyone can live a thriving life filled with vibrancy and purpose. It doesn't feel that way, but everyone can. Yet so many people struggle to find purpose in our culture. Success is often measured by the amount of money in our paychecks or in the vastness of our possessions. And author Linda Freeman's book, Thrive, provides the reader with an approach to move from a life of that crazy busyness to one of purpose. So welcome, Linda.
Hi, good afternoon.
Thanks for being here with us today, Linda. And the first question I want to ask you is, yes, it seems like there's so much information out there about how you can not just, you know, not just live, but thrive, not survive, but thrive and live a life. And everything is going around us. It's just so crazy, and obligations and our schedules and to-do lists are suffocating us. So how can you, what is that big barrier for people in learning how to settle life down and thrive with a life of purpose?
Well, Stacey, as I've been talking to people and also examining my own life, I found that the biggest barrier to living a thriving life is comparing ourselves to others rather than celebrating and cultivating our own strengths. That's the biggest barrier.
So it's keeping up with the Joneses, right?
Keeping up with the Joneses and also looking at, wow, he's really good at that and I'm not. I wish I could be like that. That's the barrier.
And also, what about when you are comparing yourself to somebody else who maybe has it worse off than you, and you're like, you know, it's not so bad. It's almost like rationalizing mediocrity in your life.
That's true, too. So you may feel like, well, I'm doing real well. I don't have to push myself at all. I can just rest, lay back. You're right.
Right. And so, you know, when we have that thought, how can we move away? Where's the shifting point? What's the first step in starting to move towards more of a thriving life?
Well, Stacey, I believe that's in, first of all, understanding that we're all here for a purpose, that we're not accidents, that we're here for a purpose, we have a purpose, and we can use that idea to develop a vision for our own life. And if we can get to that, we can push aside all the other comparisons, whether it's looking up or looking down, looking from side to side, but really just focusing on who am I? And what do I have to give? What do I have to offer to the world?
And is that the basis for the vision? I mean, we hear a lot about visualizing and setting goals. And like I said before, there's just so much information out there and there's so much how-to, but we still don't do it. So how do you, what is a vision? Like, what are the concrete concepts within a vision and how can people get there?
That's a great question, because in the middle of busyness, in order to get to the vision, you have to find a quiet place in your life. You have to slow down for a moment, pause, and really start to consider yourself. What do I enjoy? What do I look forward to? What am I really good at? What legacy would I like to leave when I go, when I leave this world? What do I want to leave behind? That takes some thinking and that takes some solitude in order to come up with that. And also not just the vision, like creating a vision board, but going beyond that to say that, what do I have to offer to my community, to my world, and make your life, make your vision bigger than life, if that makes sense.
It does make sense.
And that's what I would say would be the starting point. But without a little bit of quiet time, it's really hard to come to that, to find that.
Yeah, Linda. And how so? How do you do that? You've got kids hanging on your legs. You've got a husband maybe that wants dinner, or, you know, a wife that's saying, take me out. Don't forget about me. You know, your life is demanding and silence is, and we're in this uber connected world where, you know, a ding from a cell phone sets our mind off in another direction. So how, like, what do you suggest to find that moment of silence?
For every person is going to be different. So what works for me is early morning before anybody else has gotten up. And as my kids have grown up and we've gone through different stages of life with them, the best time for me was before the action started for me to be quiet. But for somebody else, that might be after bedtime. So I think it's very individual when you take a moment, and maybe it's only 10 minutes. Maybe it's only 15 minutes. That's what you can carve out. But that would be your time to focus yourself and center yourself and really think about what it is and what's the purpose of your life.
And when you feel like you've come to the decision about what your vision would be, like what your purpose is, should you, how do you develop a plan on getting there? What is, do you, should you bring other people into this vision? Should you kind of just do it on the down low? So, you know, some people are afraid of failure or even success in trying to achieve what they think their life should be. Do you bring people in and create a support system, or kind of go at it alone?
I think you have to get past the fear and anxiety of failure, or the concept of failure, and be able to speak your vision and say, announce it, and let people know, this is who I am. This is what I'm about. This is what I'm focusing on. And I think that as you, for me anyway, and other people that I've worked with, as you speak it out, then you see and you can connect that to what's going on around you and say, you know what? This is my vision. Why am I still doing this? Or why would I spend time on this now? Because this is not connected at all. And by pulling other people in, you are sharing with them, right now I'm going to be making a little bit of a shift here. Or I'm going to need your help there. Or I appreciate your cooperation because I'm moving into a new stage in my life. So it starts with yourself individually, but then, yeah, I agree with you, to pull other people in, your family, your children, to say, this is the direction I'm going. And of course, it would involve them as well. They would be a part of your vision.
Mm-hmm. Now, Linda, what would be one piece of advice that you would leave our listeners with today to say, hey, this is what you want to do, this is how you can make it happen, and don't be afraid to do it?
Don't be. Well, here's the first thing. Another first thing, I should say, is appreciate yourself. Appreciate yourself. Recognize that you're a person that has value and that your vision has value. Your legacy will have a value. And when you can come to that idea, the other things become easier. And just like we talked about earlier, I might not ever be, you know, compared to somebody else, I'm not going to measure up, quote unquote, in human everyday terms, right? But I'm giving my all. I'm doing my best, and that has value.
Well, Linda,
so that's where I would start.
Yeah, I mean, and you've got a great starting place there for our listeners, and I'm sure so much more information in your book, Thrive, and our listeners, of course, can learn more about Linda Freeman and her new book at her website, iamthriving.org, and of course, lots of good blog posts and other pieces of information for our listeners and education on this topic on living a thriving life despite the busyness. So, Linda, I want to thank you for being here with us today.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR and the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.